Simon & Schuster Audio presents Strange Sally Diamond by Liz Nugent. Read by Jessica Regan, Stephen Hogan, and Sarah Lynham with the author.
Part 1. Chapter 1. "Put me out with the bins," he said regularly. "When I die, put me out with the bins. I'll be dead, so I won't know any different. You'll be crying your eyes out." And he would laugh, and I'd laugh too, because we both knew that I wouldn't be crying my eyes out. I never cry. When the time came, on Wednesday, 29th November, 2017, I followed his instructions. He was small and frail and 82 years old by then, so it was easy to get him into one large garden waste bag. It was a month since he'd been up and about. "No doctors," he said. "I know what they're like." And he did, because he was a doctor of psychiatry. He was still able to write prescriptions, though, and would send me to Roscommon to get those filled out. I didn't kill him. It wasn't like that. I brought him in tea that morning and he was cold in his bed. Eyes closed, thank God. I hate it on those TV dramas when corpses stare up at the detective inspector. "Maybe you only have your eyes open if you've been murdered." "Dad," I said, though I knew he was gone. I sat on the end of the bed, took the lid off his beaker and drank the tea, missing the sugar I put in mine. I checked his pulse first, but I could tell by the waxiness of his skin. Only, waxy isn't the right word. It was more like his skin didn't belong to him anymore, or he didn't belong to it. Dragging the waste bag across the yard to the barn was hard. The ground was frosted, so I had to heave the bag up onto my shoulder every few minutes so that it wouldn't rip. Once a month, when he was well, Dad would empty the bins into the incinerator. He refused to pay the bin charges, and we lived in such a secluded spot that the council didn't chase us about it. I knew that corpses decomposed and began to rot and smell, so I carefully placed the bag into the incinerator barrel. I splashed some petrol over the top and set it going. I didn't stay to hear it burn. He was no longer he. It was a body, an it, in a domestic incinerator beside a barn in a field beside a house at the end of a lane off a minor road.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?